Welcome to Dear Auntie, hosted by your gay auntie, Shannon Nathan from TikTok. In this show, I open up my phone for people to call in asking for advice on real-world problems, and I try to give them practical solutions. A little disclaimer, I can only give advice based on the information I'm given. Some people may not give all the facts, and that's okay. They're entitled to have their privacy, all right? This should go without saying, no advice is going to be perfect, and people can take what I say with a grain of salt, but just having a sounding board can help people immensely find new paths they may not have thought of. Now, if you have a question you want to ask your gay auntie, feel free to email yourgayauntie@gmail.com. That is yourgayauntie@gmail.com. Now, let's get into today's question. This question is something we all face every day, and I think it does affect a lot of us and can help a lot of us and has helped me in the past. And that is, Dear Auntie, I'm a person who deals with a lot of anxiety, and I have trouble dealing with change. And right now, there's a lot of situations that are happening that require a lot of change that are just freaking me out to where I cannot get anything done. Can you please help give some advice on how to deal with this? Signed, I'll redact this. Because they have asked to remain relatively anonymous, and I've tailored this message to remain anonymous. Now, as someone who deals with a lot of anxiety myself, even though I don't present it out to the world, I can talk about this. Now, a lot of you may not know, but once upon a time, before becoming a professional content creator, I was a director of operations and marketing. Now, before that, I was a costume designer. But one of the things that are part of both of those aspects is networking. Now, I'm pretty friendly and extroverted when it comes to people I know I'm going to get along with in social situations where I know I'm involved in. But it became different whenever I became a marketing director, even a costume designer, having a network of people that I most likely ain't going to like in a social situation that was out of my social standing in a way. And so it required a lot of adjustment and a lot of change and a lot of coping mechanisms, I guess, is a good word. And so one of the things that has helped me in the past is the saying, I have done this before, and I'll do it again. And this plays on two aspects of something that a lot of us need to remember about ourselves in terms of affirmations. And it is, I have done this before, and I can do it again. It reminds you of how strong you are in recognizing these situations you have done that are similar to this and gotten through. And that lets you touch that touchstone of memory and reassuring you of your strength. But also, it helps you ease yourself from the now. Because, at least for me, when you are stuck in an high anxiety moment, you're anxious to the point where you're about to freeze or run, we are hyper-focused on the now. And kind of building up this situation further and further and further and spinning our wheels and either wanting to run away or not do anything or freezing. And it's being stuck in the now and kind of reaching a little bit into escaping a little bit to the past, I guess is the proper word, to remind yourself of your strength can ease a little bit of this frustration or a lot of bit. For me, it was a lot of bit of that frustration, of that anxiety of the now. And that is very helpful. And remember to breathe. Now, with this, remind you that this is a new coping mechanism for you if you're just learning this for right now. And it'll take time for it to become something that's of regular practice. And so, like with all things, where you have worn these well-worn paths in our brains of how we act, of how we see ourselves, and how we talk to ourselves, and things like that, these are well-worn paths. And so, in getting this coping mechanism to kind of create a new path of action, of reaction, of thoughts and mindset is going to take time. But as you do, it'll get easier. And sometimes it's just reminding yourself, I've done this before, I can do it again. And it can be easier applied to situations, regardless of how different they may be. It's just reminding yourself. Because take, for instance, me going into that marketing situation for the first time, having a network with these people who are low rich, medium rich, and rich rich, it was reminding myself, I've done these types of things. But tapping into strength of another situation from my past, of where I first embarked on being a costume designer and realizing I can't do this, but I did. And I ran in costume design, I think about, 8 professional shows. And it was like, if I can do that, I can deal with just talking to people. Now, yes, I'm a very extroverted person, but I come very introverted pretty quickly if it's a situation where I am unaccustomed to or new to. And so that really helped me go into those situations, and you can easily apply them to your current situation. Pardon the police siren in the background. Your current situation. So say if something has changed, you can acknowledge that you are feeling frustrated in this change, whether it's a new job, a change in promotion, a change in change in job at your current company, or change in life or self or whatever. You can tap into the memory of your own strength and remember you are strong enough to get through this. You've been through these types of life-changing things. You've done things. You've had promotions. You've started new careers. While also acknowledging the frustration of having to go through it. Do you get me? Am I making sense right now? I hope I'm making sense. Anyway, I hope this nugget helps you. And remember to breathe. Your anxiety is fully valid, honey. No matter how big or small it may seem to the outside world, it's big to you right now. And that's where we're working from. So take a moment, take a breath, a calming breath, and remind yourself of that. You've done things like this before, and your strength. It's going to take practice, but I know you can do it. I believe in you. I hope this helps, honey bunch. You take care of yourself, and to everybody listening, I hope this helps you too, and I love y'all. And now, if you've enjoyed my content, consider becoming a patron on Patreon at patreon.com/ShannonNathan. Remember to turn on all those subscription notification bells, and as always, I love you, and you take care of yourself, baby. Thank you very much for watching this episode, our first episode of Dear Auntie, hosted by Shannon Nathan from TikTok. Now, if you enjoy my content, feel free to become a patron on Patreon at patreon.com/ShannonNathan. If you ever want to call in and ask for advice from your gay auntie, stay tuned on my lives on Wednesdays at about 9 p.m. Central Time, or look at my stories on Instagram for when I'm actually waiting for calls. Now, if you don't feel comfortable calling in, that's perfectly fine, my love. You can email your issue to yourgayauntie@gmail.com. Now, I'm going to try to post these once a week or twice a week, depending on how much I can get in. But our next episode's going to be, I'm gender nonconforming and not sure what to wear to my cousin's conservative wedding. So stay tuned. As always, I love you.